The undefeated version of Vikings game plan continues. Welcome back. Vikings and Texans coming up a little later today. This is Wobby from Vikings.com, also star of the winning formula on Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9, courtesy of DraftKings, our fantasy focus, where weekly we take a look at a member of the Minnesota Vikings and we tie it into fantasy football with an individual game. Today it's the Texans. Who do you like?
I'm going to go contrarian on this one, Paul. I think Jerick McKinnon might be onto something. He had a touchdown run against the New York Giants. The Vikings not known as a rushing team yet this season. But Jerick McKinnon may have started to catch fire.
On first down for Minnesota, running room for Jerick McKinnon. That's the longest run from scrimmage of this season for Minnesota. The previous long, just 14 yards.
He'll be tested, though, against this Houston Texans defense. They're very good against the pass, but Jerick McKinnon, that's why I'm going with him against the run. This Houston Texans team has already allowed 6 touchdowns. So Jerick McKinnon, a little over 7 points per game at DraftKings. I think he can double his season-long production in this game, be a 14-point player for you,
Holy cow.
A cheap option at RB2 so you can spend big in your other spot. So I'm on the Jerick McKinnon bandwagon this week. It'd be fun to take a Vikings receiver in this game as well. Maybe even tight end Kyle Rudolph, who has a touchdown in 3 straight games.
Yep.
Sam Bradford is hot too.
Rudolph lining up as a wide receiver against a backup corner, Trevin Wade. His size advantage is no contest. And Sam Bradford has been sticking the ball in tight windows for 3 weeks against great competition. I go back to the trade. Rick Spielman hitting Sam Bradford and learning this offense this fast is impressive.
You touched on Houston's potentially shoddy run defense. What do you think the Vikings' offensive winning formula is today?
I think it's balance, and they were pretty balanced against the Giants, and I think that was helpful. You did throw 36 passes in the game, which is fairly high end for the Vikings, but get used to it because Sam Bradford can do it, and the Vikings ran for over 100 yards. I think offensive balance was key for the Vikings against the Giants. They did not allow a sack, and they ran well enough to keep the Giants defense off balance. When you can keep a defense off balance, it's particularly helpful if you can be in like third and medium or third and short. They don't know if you're running or passing.
Yep.
You have sneaky passes to Asiata on third down. You have Thielen on crossers on third down. All that stuff works a lot better if you can be balanced. The Vikings were against the Giants. They need to be against the Texans.
Now, the winning formula defensively for the Vikings against Lamar Miller, DeAndre Hopkins, and Brock Osweiler, the quarterback for the Houston Texans, is?
I think it's more of the same defending these talented wide receivers. Will Fuller, he's off to a good start, too.
He's fast.
Rookie out of Notre Dame is really fast. He can make an impact on special teams. But for the Vikings defense, it's DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. And now you've gone against Kelvin Benjamin, you've gone against Odell Beckham, and even went against Jordy Nelson, who's a really good player still. And so now it's DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. So Zimmer and the defense will be tested once again, but let's just do more of the same. You held Kelvin Benjamin catchless, and you held Odell Beckham to a career low, 23 receiving yards. Gonna have to have a similar effort today against DeAndre Hopkins if you want to find a win.
For Wobby from Vikings.com and all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, and from the TCO studios, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.